Are you ready? Let's go. Gather round and listen to stories from all over the world, sparking creativity and desire. Stories that will inspire. Come on, sit down. It's the best podcast in town. Professor Panda with Story Adventures.
Hello, scholars. It's me, Professor Panda. I welcome you to another story adventure. This time, our story adventure is all about short stories and poetry, scholars. I know I said we have great adventures in the past, scholars, but this one is a good one. It's about elephants and the three brothers, Billy Goat Gruff. Well, scholars, let's get into our proper reading states. Let's relax our mind and our bodies as we sail onto our story adventures and we learn some new things. So, scholars, are you in your proper reading state? Has today been a good day? Well, scholars, don't forget to take your deep breaths and let the day melt away as we get into our story adventures. The three Billy Goat Gruff scholars, they sent us an invitation because they were trying to get to the other side of the lush green field, but there was a troll in their way blocking the bridge. Well, what did Billy Goat Gruff do, you ask? The only thing they could do, try and cross the bridge. Well, scholars, are you just as curious as I am to see if they've made it across? Well, scholars, let's go and see how the Billy Goat Gruff did with the troll.
Elephants never forget. I woke up this morning astonished to find my long trunk in a knot. I know it must be to remind me to remember something I forgot. But though I've been thinking all morning, I haven't remembered it yet. Still, I'm sure I will think of it soon, because elephants never forget.
A nutty adventure. Squirrel was scurrying all around the forest floor, gathering nuts for winter. Then, when he was sure nobody was looking, he pushed them, one by one, into his secret hidey hole at the bottom of the giant beech. It was hard work, and soon Squirrel needed a break. He peeped into the hole to see many nuts he had collected. But the hidey hole was empty. Squirrel was so angry that he stamped his feet and squeaked at the top of his voice. Someone stole my pile of nuts. Rabbit hopped over to her friend, rubbing her head. Well, someone has been dropping nuts on me, he cried. I've had to sweep them all out of my house. Then Rabbit began to laugh. She realized what had happened. Squirrel had been pushing the nuts through her window. When Rabbit explained, Squirrel began to chuckle. What a nutty adventure, he laughed.
The Three Billy Goats Gruff. Long ago, there were three brothers. A little goat, a medium-sized goat, and a big goat. The brothers lived in a field of short, dry grass beside a river. On the other side of the river, over a bridge, was a huge meadow with long, juicy grass. The goats longed to taste that juicy grass, but the bridge was guarded by a horrible, ugly troll. One day, the Billy Goat Gruff plucked up his courage and trotted over the bridge. Trip, trap, trip, trap went his feet. Who's that trip trapping over my bridge? Cried the troll, leaping in front of the little goat. I will eat you. Please don't eat me, cried the little goat. Wait for my brother, he's much bigger and tastier than me. All right, said the greedy troll, and he let the little goat cross. Later that day, the medium-sized goat saw his little brother munching juicy grass on the other side. He wanted to eat it too. So he set off, trip, trap, trip, trap, across the bridge. Who's that trip trapping over my bridge? Cried the troll again. I will eat you. Please don't, cried the medium-sized goat. Wait for my brother. He is much bigger and much tastier than me. The greedy troll licked his lips and let the medium-sized billy goat Gruff cross the bridge. At last, it was the big billy goat Gruff's turn to cross the bridge. Trip, trap, trip, trap, went his hooves on the wooden bridge. Who's that trip trapping over my bridge? Bellowed the troll, drooling at the sight of this big goat. I will eat you. But the billy goat Gruff was not afraid of the ugly troll. You can't eat me, shouted the big billy goat Gruff. He lowered his head, stamped his hooves, and tossed the troll into the river with his great big billy goat horns. Then the biggest goat went trip, trap, trip, trap over the bridge to join his brothers. And the horrible troll never bothered them again. The end.
What did you think about that, scholars? It seems our friend Elephant, who never forgets, needed some assisting in remembering something very important. Or how about our friends, the Billy Goat Gruff scholars? Those three goats sure pulled a fast one over the troll. As each one crossed, they shirked their responsibility of trying to be eaten to the next brother. But by the time the troll got to the biggest billy goat Gruff, he was no match for the big old goat. So what was the story lesson for our story adventure scholars? The troll was trying to control passage over the bridge into a lush green field. And the troll was being selfish by calling the bridge his own. The bridge was for the community, and sharing is caring, scholars. Never forget, the more you share, the more you get. Scholars, this story adventures has tired me out, and I think I want to retire to my laboratory. But scholars, it's been a great adventure spending time with you, and I appreciate you coming out to join me on our story adventures. If you love our adventures and want more, don't forget we're everywhere where you get pods. If you want more of our content, just go to our YouTube channel. Subscribe. We have Professor Panda Jukebox, Professor Panda Awesome Adventures, and much more. If you want to support our story adventures, just visit our website, pceocentral.com. We have learning books, workbooks, reading material, and much more. Don't forget, scholars. Until next time, keep reading.